And, you know, do you have a garden? And how much of your food and medicine comes from growing and harvesting here?
Yes. For greens, it's seasonal. I'd say for the others, you know, we're carnivores, so we like meat. So we get our beef from Zuni and our mutton from Zuni, and we hunt for elk and deer, you know, big game, small game, waterfowl. We fish, so it takes care of that. We also grow pears, plums, apricots, yellow and red delicious, yellow and white peaches. I've got grapes there, I've got plums, cherries right there, apricots over there. Okay. We've got strawberries, chives, parsley right here, and I've got chili there. Rose, yarrow. In the flats, we still have watermelon, cantaloupe, pumpkin, tomatoes, more chili. Also grow the corn, beans, and squash, carrots. What else? We have mint. We go out and harvest the different types of herbs in season, spring and fall. Harvest mushrooms up in the mountains. There's asparagus growing out here, out in the bosque. We have tea from out there. So that's kind of what we have, you know. We grow most, try to grow most of our foods, and harvest and gather, and go to the farmers market. We also have a farm program here, and so get lots of our foods from them also. And I'd say most of our foods comes locally here, you know, within this little range here.
They say that's the most important thing right now.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe always, but like now people are really talking about it a lot more.
And you know, with all the natural disasters happening, like Katrina, sitting around the table and asking the family how if we could survive. And saying yes, we have, excuse me, X pounds of dried fruit, we have X pounds of dried beans, X pounds of corn, pozole and chicos, you know. Freezers full of meat. So I pose the question, what is there's no power, no electricity. That's all. That's easy, Dad. We'll just take everything out and jerky it. It's all right, cool. Asked about water, which was their main major concern. But then they're saying, "Well, we have the filters that we use when we go camping. You know, we can break those out. And we can make our own filtering system." Heat. So, well, we don't rely on gas anyways. I mean, even though we have it here, we have forced air. We go for wood, you know, pile back there. So that's how we heat our house. For cordage, there's yucca right there, you know.
For what?
Cordage.
Cordage?
The yucca.
What's cordage?
Rope.
Oh, cordage. Cordage. Okay.
And The medicines are all here. So I'm confident that my family would survive. You know, in case anything happens. And it happened. You know, we had that 1 week this year where it snowed real heavy and closed the transportation. No food in the supermarkets. You know, man, families here, what shortage? You know. We had food here. Who we are, you know. Okay.
So I also wanted to ask how you care for the land, or how we all should care for the land. So, but how do you do to ensure that we're able to continue to harvest and grow?
I look upon myself as a steward of the land. Try to live the landscape, learn from the landscape, and work with the landscape rather than against it. I do my regular crop rotation, you know, do the composting. I have pits all around my yard here, so that's how my compost. And then in my fields, when I do cultivate, I just put my plants that I cut as my mulch. So I'm just returning it back to Earth Mom, because I look at all these so-called weeds that we call, the plants called weeds. You know, they're mining all the nutrients from the soils, just like our foods and our medicines. So they have all these nutrients. And taking those plants away from that area, you know, and then putting it into another pile somewhere else, and letting it compost, and then taking that and bringing it back to that certain point or that certain place, I just put it right back down right there. Whatever I take, I only take what I need. And I don't have a tractor. I just have my little digging stick and digging tools, planting tools that I use. When we go harvest up in the hills or in the mountains, that's like for going for wood, leaving the cutting, spreading them out, or putting them into the little gullies that are forming, so making little sediment traps and check dams. Try not to leave a large imprint when we go out. You know, if we see trash, we pick it up and bring it home. Just trying to leave the landscape in a better condition than, you know, when we're there, when we found it. In the fields, or even here in the yard, you know, it's not just me that enjoy the fruits. It's also the birds, the animals. I mean, you hear all of them around us. You know, and I wake up to all this bird singing out here. They add the color. We have animals running around here. Rabbits coming here. So within our household, all the things that we plant or grow, it's for everything. It's not just for us. However, we don't like squash bugs. We do have some enemies out here. It's just basic teachings that I've learned from my grandparents and parents. And, it's not new. And I'm just following what I've learned.